Welcome back, listeners of your award-winning Let's Talk America program. As part of Women's History Month, the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress is collecting stories from the women who served their nation as part of a special public service campaign. And joining us tonight is Candace Milburn. She is a liaison specialist with the Veterans History Project. Candace, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Excited to have you on. And let's dive right into it. Such an important time to recognize so many efforts out there. What is the Veterans History Project?
Well, the Veterans History Project collects, preserves, and makes accessible the firsthand narratives of U.S. military veterans that served from World War I to current conflicts so that future generations can have a better understanding of what our nation's veterans went through during their service time. We consider ourselves to be a grassroots effort, which means we depend on volunteers to go out into their communities, sit down with these veterans, get their stories, and then send those stories back to us at the Library of Congress. And that's when documentarians, filmmakers, college students use these collections for research purposes.
Wow. So why is the project focused on stories from women veterans at this time of year, I can guess?
Well, there's never a bad time to recognize women veterans, and the Veterans History Project does this all year long. But because March is Women's History Month, we're spending even more time recognizing the service of women veterans, especially those who serve with the 6888 Central Postal Battalion.
Wow. How is the Library of Congress honoring these very special heroes?
Well, the Veterans History Project published an online research guide to the first-person narratives of the women of the 6888 Central Postal Battalion. These collections are primarily of oral history interviews, as well as photographs, which provide valuable insight into the personal experiences of these history-making women. You can access this research guide at our website at loc.gov/vets, and that's V-E-T-S, and then go to explore the collections. And when you click on research guides, that 6888 Central Postal Battalion research guide is at the top of the list. You can also access other collections donated to the Veterans History Project at loc.gov/vets as well.
I love it. Information is key. Can you tell us a little bit more about the 6888 Central Post Battalion? Sounds fascinating.
Oh, I'm glad you asked about them. The 6888 Central Postal Battalion was the only all-African-American, all-female unit deployed overseas during World War II. They processed mountains of mail for U.S. service members in Europe in 1945, and they are credited for boosting the troops' morale. There were over 800 African-American women ranging from ages 17 to 52. In the coming months, these unsung heroes will receive the Congressional Gold Medal, and we understand that there are several creative endeavors in the works, including a film and a staged musical.
Wow, how fascinating. Are there other notable all-female groups out there made up of veterans that the History Project is reaching out or sharing more information about?
Of course. I mentioned earlier, you can go to our website at loc.gov/vets, and there you'll find a lot of different female groups, such as the Code Girls. And they were known for being the brilliant women code breakers credited for winning, helping us win World War II. Then you have the Navy Waves, the WASS, also known as the Women's Air Force Service Pilots. You have the Women Marines. And lastly, the Coast Guard Reservists, also known as SPAR. And like I mentioned before, you can access all of these amazing collections at loc.gov/vets.
I love it, love it, love it. And one more time for that website, so it just in case someone missed it.
loc.gov/vets, V-E-T-S. And you can also email our office at vohp@loc.gov for one-on-one librarian staff assistance.
Wow, we appreciate you being with us, and happy Women's History Month.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.